Horror Week. All of your stories of the unexplained, those weird noises, the things that go bump in the night. We're taking your stories all week. One of my favorite weeks that we do on the show all year. Because everybody kind of has those weird things that happen that you just don't know about. You just can't explain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Laura, explain to us what happened to you.
So we have two ghosts living in our home, and seriously, I have gotten a back rub.
Oh.
And also in the middle of the sleep, he undid my bra.
Are you kidding me? You have a horny ghost that lives with you?
Well, actually, we think it's an older gentleman and his son who would be in his 30s or 40s. He's got a haunted horny ghost.
Oh my gosh, that's too much.
They don't do us any harm. Some weird things happen. Oh, they pulled my daughter's hair. She's a teenager.
Oh.
And the dogs will bark up at a corner or at different things, and the cats will even follow something move across the room. But they have not done anything to us. So we just don't really speak about them in the house.
Yeah.
Because from my understanding, it will pull them out.
Oh.
Having your bra undone and then having a back rub and turning around thinking it's one of your kids being sweet and nobody's there. That's a little spooky.
That is a little spooky, Laura.
No, but you know what? I'm not entirely mad about the back rub.
Wait!
We could just...
You'd be like, wait, hang on a second. A little harder.
A little harder.
A little more firm.
Wow!
Listen, if I can't get a back rub from anyone else in this house, at least I can take it from a ghost. Undid her bra.
Wow.
That is
Laura, presumptuous.
It's like, hey.
Wow. Somebody hasn't had a date in a while.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Probably because there are ghosts.
A Swifty Kim texts us and says, excuse me, who sleeps in their bra? I couldn't even imagine.
100% valid point. No, sir.
That's when
we're free.
See, that's the ghost just going, you know what, I'm going to help you out here.
Like, listen, you don't need to sleep in that.
Yeah. Yeah, too restricting. Let him breathe.
Wow.
What I can't do anymore.
Wow. Like, is it more of a firm touch, like a shiatsu? Is it? Are they really getting in there and needing?
I can't imagine that a ghost's massage is going to be any good.
Yeah.
It's going to probably just make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, and you're going to be like, okay, stop.
Yeah. Definitely not one like you can get at the mall at that place where you sit in a little chair with your face down. They're really good.
Yeah. The ghost is probably not asking you to lay down and put your head in this little pillow.
Yeah.
Use oil and knead your back.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably trying to do it at weird times. So,
probably.
Anyways, all right. Hey, thanks, Laura, for that. We appreciate it.
Wow, that's the first time I've ever heard of someone getting a back rub from a ghost.
And a bra being taken off.
And your bra getting
unsnapped.
Which,
by the way, Mason texts in and says, props to the ghost. Some bras are hard to take off as a man myself.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, those can be tricky. So, wow.
All right. It is Horror Week here on 99.7 DJX. More of your stories of the unexplained coming up.